Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Kingdom Sexuality. Today, well, we're going to start out with a review. So five star, called The Best. I'm fairly recently married, two-ish years, and it seems like we still haven't quite gotten the hang of sex. It's definitely improved since day one, but I felt pretty stuck as there was no one in my life that I felt comfortable talking about newlywed sex with. It felt like we were flying blind. But then we discovered this podcast and it has been a game changer. We are able to listen and talk about things we've learned, and it's made us, me especially, much more comfortable with so many aspects of our sex life. So thank you for being willing to talk about the things that so many people have questions about. Y'all are the best. Abby L.
Thanks, Abby.
Ah, love it.
One thing I love about this review is that, what did she say? We are able to listen and talk about these things we've learned. And that's the goal. Yeah. Like, we don't necessarily want to teach you guys these things. We want to inspire you guys to talk about this in your own marriage.
Right.
Because whatever we say is not necessarily what goes, especially with this upcoming series here. We don't want to necessarily give you guys an opinion. We want to give you guys the tools to facilitate these conversations in your own marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not... like, very rarely do we say this is wrong or this is right or you must. Like, almost never are we going to say that.
Yeah.
Super.
Okay. Our intro question to go with today's theme. What is your favorite clean sex joke?
Okay, my favorite kind of jokes, like sex jokes, are just always that's what she said jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and I will insert them.
You'll insert them?
Oh, so she said. Like, anywhere it's like, well, and yeah, I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good at, you know, knowing when to, you know.
When it's appropriate to do
when to insert them.
When to insert them. And it's really funny because Jeff, if I'll do it, he'll remember that we do that. And so then he'll like be like on edge, like waiting for a moment, and he'll like do it. And it's like, oh. Like,
you forced that one back.
Good job. Like, that was a good try. Aww. But no, like, but yeah, those are by far my favorite kind of joke because they're like so funny. And basically in every crowd,
they're pretty,
you can, depending, but they can be appropriate-ish.
My brother's a big fan of the blank her, but I just met her jokes. Have you guys heard those?
No.
Ones?
Oh, maybe.
So like the one I always remember, we were playing poker at a friend's house and my brother's like, poker, but I just met her. Like, those are his favorite kind of jokes.
That's cute.
Yeah. My favorite clean sex joke is, what's the difference between a tire and 365 used condoms?
I don't know.
One's a good year, one's a great year.
That's good. That's good.
That is good.
Right, now you're looking at me. Guys, I cannot think of one. I was going to say the she said once as well. And that's all I got. Sorry, guys. Too late. Yeah.
That's a short intro.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. On to it. We got lots to talk about today.
Yeah.
Okay.
First off, let's start with a verse. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So... this was a very highly requested episode, I feel like, from the beginning of time, since this podcast has begun. It's been one of those things that when we did Q&As and, like, anytime, like, ask us a question, ask us anything, all those kinds of things, people are often asking, are sex toys okay? Are sex toys allowed in a marriage? What do you guys think about sex toys? And so, like Kyle already mentioned, we're coming at this as... here's information. We're not pro sex toys. We're not anti sex toys. We're just bringing information and allowing you to facilitate your own conversations around this in your marriage and what this looks like, and pray and think intentionally about whether or not this is something you pursue in your marriage or not, because it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yes.
So that's kind of what we're starting with. So we also want to start with kind of the biblical framework, because so many of the questions, and even in the survey we put out on Instagram and all the social medias, when at the bottom of the survey, there was like a, you know, what kind of questions did you have or what do you want us to cover in the podcast about sex toys? Majority of people were like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Is this allowed? Yeah. So what does the Bible say about sex toys?
I think what I'm interested in with that comment or with that question is a lot of these people asking this are people who have already used the toy.
Probably, yeah.
So it's like, how come you didn't seek that out before you bought the toy?
Yeah.
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 Because this episode wasn't out yet. That's why.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. We're getting to it now. We did like a teaser episode because our internet's all crapped out or something.
It just the audio work. Like glitched. It, like, yeah. It would work for a few seconds and there'd be like a big chunk missing and then it would come back. And
so that's why we have a teaser episode back in ages ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was before me, I think.
Yeah.
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 So, so in the survey, so, and we'll share the survey to its full extent on Patreon. So if you want to see the ins and outs of the survey and, you know, what the percentages were of each of the questions, join us on Patreon and then you can have access to those things. But, so one of the common questions was, is this allowed? And so we'll chat about it. So, Julie Slattery on her website, authenticintimacy.com, she had like a really great article on, you know, it was like, what's okay in the bedroom is kind of what it's titled.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about this in other aspects as well, but I thought it was really great and covered this topic really beautifully. And so I'll just kind of just read what she had in the article. We'll link the article below because it was really well written. But she started off with 1 Corinthians 10:23-24, which is what I was going to make the verse. But I was like, well, we'll save that verse later anyway. Yeah. So, but everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. So here's what it says in the article. So it says, here's what you can take from these passages. There are many things in life that you're free to do and enjoy. Whether you are not sure whether something is okay, we got to put it through Paul's filter. So is this beneficial? Is it good for me or my spouse? Is it good for our marriage? Does it master me? Can it be habit forming or addictive? And so this doesn't necessarily mean just sex toys. This can be other things in the bedroom as well, right? So is it constructive? Does it help me grow and mature? Does it build our marriage? Is it loving? Does this action show love towards my spouse or is it selfish? And so this is the part that I thought was really good. So this may mean that for some couples, a particular sexual act is totally fine. Well, for another couple, the same act isn't right for them. So an example that she says, so this example of like oral sex. So some couples might feel this is a great freedom to include in their lovemaking, while other couples, oral sex could be a trigger for memories of sexual abuse or pornographic images. Mm-hmm. So the same act can be loving for one couple, but harmful for another.
Yeah.
So.
There, I think we summed it up.
Right?
Done.
Okay, see you next time.
Thanks for listening. But no, it's really helpful to think about it like that,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It just makes it really personal.
And I think that's also why there are so many strong opinions about it.
Yes.
Right? Because some people are like, absolutely no way.
Yeah.
That is not okay. You know, that makes sense when you're coming from different backgrounds and different triggering things. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's completely dependent on the person and the marriage. And
yeah. Which again is why it's so important to communicate about this with your spouse. Yeah. Like, it's so important.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, there was an article on Focus on the Family, and they had a quote that said, if either of you has a history of pornography use, sex addiction, or sexual abuse, you should definitely steer clear of sex toys altogether. Using them will reinforce a predisposition to depersonalize sexual intimacy, which might encourage involvement in dark, pornographically related sexual practices. So that's something to consider and pray about as well, depending on your past. One thing I don't like about that quote, though, is they give like an absolute, like should definitely steer clear of sex toys altogether. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that's true, but I would say their last sentence is very true.
Yeah.
It's something to consider and pray about depending on your past. So
Totally.
I would not necessarily take to heart the absolute, although it's a good caution.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
So there's not really a specific, we can't really give you a point blank answer of like, yes, this is okay. No, this is not okay. Right. And so it's kind of, it can be confusing for some people when they really want that, especially all those people who had that question. Like, what does the Bible say about sex toys? The Bible does not have an appendix in the back that says sex toys. Read First Opinions 3, right? So I think it's helpful to just kind of, we have another guideline that we had mentioned in sexting episode.
Yes, I believe so.
And so I wanted to just reiterate that one again, these five different points, because it was just a really helpful way to frame this as well. And just remind you, okay, what has God designed sex to be? And then if you feel that for you and like your spouse, you thought about it, prayed about it, and sex toys fit in this box, okay, maybe then have a conversation. If not, also still have conversations. But, you know, I think it's just like another helpful frame of reference to think about, especially when the Bible doesn't say this specific sex toy is okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so in case you didn't listen to the sexting episode, I will share them again.
Yeah, it's good.
So number one, I won't maybe go dive deep into them because you can listen to that one to maybe hear me go in more in depth.
Yeah.
But I'll just list them. So sex is to be God honoring. Sex is to be exclusive. Sex is to be loving and selfless. Mm-hmm. Marital sex happens regularly. And marital sex unifies.
Yeah.
So just a helpful reference for you. If you want to listen to that one, we kind of dive deep more into some like Bible verses that are associated with each of those.
Mm-hmm.
And can be helpful when you're just trying to make a decision and weed it out and pray about it and see. And I think it's important to pray about it.
Yeah,
for sure.
And feel,
right?
Like, I think, it's something we've talked about before, but how so many people just kind of exclude God from this kind of decision.
Yeah, it's not something that you naturally feel like, oh, yeah, let's pray.
Yeah.
Let's ask God about sex toys.
Yeah, let's stop and pray about it. But I think
he cares
really
about
wise.
Every aspect of our lives. And if you're seeking guidance on something, that should be your first thing to go to.
Yeah.
So. Merry Dance is the sponsor of this episode, and it is very fitting because they are a toy shop. So Merry Dance is a Christian online sex toy shop that's committed to bringing you a range and variety of toys without any explicit photos or descriptions. We love how they have so many different kinds of toys that range from like cheap starters to the more expensive luxury toys. They really are a great place to go and explore if you're new to toys and just want to know what's out there, but do it in a safe way. So if you use our code Kingdom Sexuality, you'll even get 10% off your order. Oh, and don't forget to check out their vibrator pilot program too. So let's do like the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah.
That we can maybe say. So we just said it now. Pray about it.
Yeah.
And pray about it as a couple and also on your own too. Like you should be one on this.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about it beforehand to make sure you guys are on the same page. And that may take multiple conversations. That may not just be like, hey, are you good with it? Yeah, I'm good. Or like actually talk about it. And I don't know if we mentioned.
I think it's so easy with a topic like this to just be pleasure focused. Right? It's like, this thing is more likely than not to bring pleasure to our marriage in some form, whether it's short term, long term, here and there. Like, it can be like, why would I not want more pleasure in my life? Mm. Right? But it's like, are you just seeking the pleasure without thinking without praying or without considering the full picture that can be? Not saying that they're going to damage your marriage, but they can, and they have, and they've done damage to marriages before. Mm-hmm. So it's like, actually take this a little bit more serious than maybe you think you need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And not only that, but when you think about, like you were talking about the pleasure, so is orgasm the goal here?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There was a question on Q&A once about that, and my response was something along the lines of, don't let orgasm become the goal so much that you lose out on the connection and pleasure, because you can have pleasure without orgasm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if orgasm is just the goal, and let's say you're in a position where you're failing the goal, like you're not getting there,
right?
You're going to lose out on the connection because it's going to seem like an overall failure, and you're going to lose out on the pleasure because you're so goal focused, you didn't worry about the journey to get there. That can be full of pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So same thing here.
For sure.
And I think too, I was listening to One Extraordinary Marriage and they were talking, they have a sex toy episode. I was listening to it. And one thing Tony had said was, when you're mentioning something, is this like a no or a not right now?
Yeah. 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 We use that after I heard that, we use that in our marriage right away. It sounds like this is so good. Yeah. Such a good framework to use when you're deciding on something in your marriage sexually, regardless.
Yeah.
Like,
Exactly.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a great way to talk about it too. If you're bringing it up and having that conversation.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think creating boundaries and rules, that can be, it's almost like our sexpectations episode, you know, like we're like, create it. Are you going to be using it every time? Are you going to, you know, is your spouse going to put it in a safe spot where the other one can't find it, so it doesn't become a temptation, you know, solo, or, you know, like just rules that put you both in a safe, it protects your marriage essentially on.
You're under some sort of authority when you go into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is, having like an exit plan, like what if, like at what point will we stop using these? If
that's a great idea.
If X happens, we will stop using this.
Yeah.
Right. Like knowing what kind of like a contingencies you have in your sex toy usage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in the One Extraordinary Marriage episode, they talked about how sometimes, you know, maybe using a sex toy is for a season, right? Like maybe it's, you know, a postpartum season or, you know, a long distance season, things like that. But then the season starts and it ends, right? So I think that's super wise.
Yeah.
Is this a forever thing? Like,
yeah.
And then at what point is this controlling? Like, is this like a dependency in your marriage?
Right.
And when you can't.
Right. Okay, let's go over some of the don'ts. So don't pressure your spouse into using a toy. And I like this goes for anything when it comes to the bedroom. Don't pressure your spouse into it.
Yeah.
You should both feel like you are participating freely and that you can say no. Don't use this as an opportunity to criticize or make your spouse feel like you need a sex toy based off their performance or lack of.
I feel like this one's a big one.
Totally.
Like,
And I think for the guys, I mean, even in the survey responses, we saw this, that some of them felt inferior because of the toy usage, because, oh, my wife can orgasm when she uses a toy, but she can't do it when I'm the one trying to help her get an orgasm. Like, that can cut at a man really deeply. So this is definitely one to consider, and don't use the toys alone. So obviously there's a bit of a out here if you're long distance or if you have a commuter marriage or whatever it is, like there is a little bit of an out here, but majority of you listening, it is not wise or advised to use this solo. Solo being alone without your spouse, or especially without your spouse knowing. So we'll quickly touch on the survey and then we'll talk about it a little bit more in the next episode, but here are the top three reasons why couples wanted to introduce toys into their marriage. So number one was to spice things up or add more fun. Number two was to have a better chance at orgasming. And three was to be creative and helpful for quickies.
Those sound great.
I mean, they all make sense. All of them was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then the top three reasons why couples regretted adding toys into their marriage. So number one was they were tempted to masturbate solo. Number two was they're now struggling to orgasm without a toy. So there's been like a level of dependency. And number three was it added insecurities, wondering if they're enough since their spouse is relying on a toy versus them. So exactly what we just said about the husband's feeling inferior. So that wraps up the intro episode. And next episode, we'll get into like the ins and outs of toys.
Pun intended. But I think just to be really prayerful about your, like, just navigating those conversations and just thinking about it. And I think we just wanted to bring it forward in a way that was just very open-handed and, you know, giving you information that we gathered from our survey and just letting you guys make those decisions from there, because yeah, that was kind of the easiest way to do it and what we felt was the wisest way to navigate this conversation.
Yeah. And hopefully you guys found it helpful.
Yeah.
And if you did, let us know. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know in the comments. Mm-hmm. And otherwise DM us on Instagram. We're always active there. Yeah. But I'll close in prayer. God, thank you so much for all the freedoms that you've given us in the bedroom. But would you also give us wisdom to guide those freedoms and to be wise about how we add things to our marriage and add things to the bedroom of our marriage? And would we always make choices that will glorify and honor you, and spouses that will love and respect and honor our spouses? Yeah. And as couples who maybe have added toys and are wondering if they should continue, would you give them wisdom and clear guidance as to what decisions they should make? And if there's couples out there who are wondering, you know, is this something we should add? Would you give them also clear wisdom and guidance as to how to move forward with this conversation? Thank you for all the guidance that you give us in our daily life and for the love that you pour out to us daily. Amen. Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.